Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
And I'm looking for a little honesty here, because if you've put on some weight and you've decided to take off weight, at one point you might have had an embarrassing weight loss wake-up call. Like, I don't know what that could be. Like, you've put on so much weight that at one point you were at dinner at a restaurant and maybe the chair busted. Or you ripped a pair of jeans while you were out with family and friends saw about it, and that was your wake-up call. You're like, no more.
That's a special person right there who can rip denim with their ass.
You're sitting down, it can happen. Or and if you do it in front of your kids, they'll never let you forget that.
Right, and sometimes a stranger's kid, not necessarily your own kids, but a stranger's kid could say something to you in public or say something about you in public
yes.
that you hear.
Like, I had somebody email me a couple of weeks ago about she knew that she had to get on Healthy Trim because her baby, who was like 4 or 5 years old, was making fun of her back fat in front of other people.
Oh,
and she's like, that's it. Today is the day I'm going on my diet. And that's really what we're talking about right now with Kevin Smith, because he had an embarrassing loss wake-up call.
He is not embarrassed at all, because guess what? There are two ways he could have handled this. He could have shut the hell up, and it would have been what it was, and nobody would have known.
I think in some cases you don't know how big you're getting, though, until something like this happens.
And I also think Twitter, I think this is a case where Twitter's responsible for this going on and on and on.
It could, because it's on a couple of days now, probably too long. 404-741-Q100, because the story just keeps going on.
This is a Hollywood director. His name is Kevin Smith. You know him as Silent Bob in the Jay and Silent Bob movies, and then also he did Clerks and Chasing Amy, so he's the director behind it. But he was on a Southwest Airlines flight, and the flight attendant told him that he was going to have to get off the plane. He was removed from the flight because what the airline is claiming is that he didn't pass that armrest test. You have to be able to comfortably put down both armrests in an airline seat so that you're not bothering the other passengers that are seated next to you. You're not sort of spilling over into their seat in order to stay on the flight. And he's even said that in the past couple of weeks, he bought two seats for the flight so that he was more comfortable. He wasn't able to do that on that flight, so he was removed from it. Now, the airline has apologized for the way that it was handled. I guess maybe they thought they could have used different words or different language or treated him a little better in the process of removing him from the flight. But that still is their policy, that they have the armrest test. And now Kevin Smith has been doing podcasts and yelling and screaming and going on Twitter about it and this and that and the other thing, making a really big stink about how Southwest Airlines should have bigger seats because America is fatter these days. And how, how he didn't kill anybody, he just eats a lot. Like, he's a comfort eater. And so, I mean, he's going on and on and on. But all of the headlines have been either, like, too fat to fly or fat gate or whatever it is. But he's sort of perpetuating what's going on.
And I wonder if the passengers were more uncomfortable with that, because I witnessed one where I thought she was probably, like, at the realization. I was at Six Flags standing in line for one of the rides, and one woman was just overweight, and she tried to get on the ride, literally could not buckle the seatbelt between her legs and the thing that comes over your head to clip in for the ride, and she had to be removed from the ride.
So she had to walk past everybody.
They had to stop everybody from getting on the ride, and she had to take the walk. And I felt so bad for her.
Now I can use a voice disguiser on these if you want. Kelly does. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how you guys doing? I love the show.
Thank you.
Let me caveat this by saying I already put on the weight because my husband asked me to. He likes chunkier women, so I put on the weight.
Okay.
But the day before our wedding in Miami, our wedding party, and everybody went to the fair, and just as Wendy was saying, we were getting on a ride, the whole wedding party is on, and I'm the last one to get on with my bride sash and everything, and they couldn't pull the bar down and buckle it. So I had to get off, and then my husband felt so bad, he got off, then the whole wedding party got off, and it was just really, really embarrassing.
So everybody in support of you got off the ride too, so everybody walked together?
Yes, but still, it was just at that point, I was just like, wow.
At some point,
I put on some weight, but this is just ridiculous.
Right.
At some point, you guys, just stay on the ride. Stay on the ride. Just get it stop. This isn't a protest. I'm not Kevin Smith.
All right, that is a weight gain or a weight loss wake-up call right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
What happened to me was, this was all in 1 week with my girlfriend's shortly after high school. The first day I actually I cracked the toilet seat in their home.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Then 2 days later, I broke the couch. And then 2 days after that, the office chair broke.
How much at that point did you weigh?
At that point, I only weighed 320, which, I mean, that's pretty heavy, but, I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. But I thought maybe the furniture was just bad, but, well, at least the first time I was like, I thought it was just a cheap toilet seat, and then the couch I knew was cheap. I bought it for them for $100, and it was just cheap.
There's only so many times that you can use that excuse over, like, the toilet.
Right. But on the third time, I was like, okay, what's going on? This is way too much.
This is a nice office chair.
I'm at 280.
Good for you.
Right now.
Yeah, the couch, you can make up a sort of like, oh, you don't want to have it on that couch. You know, kind of thing, but you can't do that with the toilet seat or the chair.
No. Over and over and over again. Hey, Chrissy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what was your embarrassing weight loss wake-up call?
Well, this past weekend, you know, it was Valentine's Day. So my husband and I had lost a lot of weight. Last year, my husband had bought me this dress, and so I was able to go to wear it this past weekend, being Valentine's Day. And he was like, well, I don't wear that dress. And I'm like, no, I can't wear it. And he's like, yeah, you can. And I was like, no, I can't. So he's like, go try it on. Let's see what it looks like. And I couldn't even put it over me. I was so humiliated.
Oh, poor thing. So was that the day that you're like, okay, I got to lose some weight now?
Yeah, I've got to do something. So I think I'm going to give Healthy Trim a try.
All right, go to the website, okay? Here is Elizabeth. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Love you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my embarrassing weight loss story is that when I was about, I had had my baby, and it was about 6 months after I had him. I was at a department store shopping in the baby clothes section, and this lady came up to me and asked me how far along I was.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Terrible. So I went home and threw, and I had this Empire waist dress thing, and I went home and threw every one of them away, and I left immediately, and I have never looked back, and now I'm 40 pounds lighter.
Good for you.
Yeah, there's some outfits on women that, I mean, you have to be really, really skinny to pull off, and like a sundress is one of those too.
And Empire waist.
Yes, and when she said that, it reminded me of a friend years ago who, same thing happened. Like I think she burned it after somebody went up and asked
somebody
her.
Somebody says that, you never, ever wear that outfit again.
You just don't ask, unless they start talking about it.
Hey, Joe, you're the last call. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hi, I was at Six Flags on the gasp, this parachute ride, and it would not go up with me on it.
Oh, man.
No.
I was at my heaviest. It was earlier last summer, and I weighed like 360 pounds, and I'm down to 280 now.
Good for you, man.
Good job.
I mean, that's really, you can turn that negative into a positive. Was there a whole bunch of people around, and they actually put you?
The place was packed.
Oh.
And I'm still afraid this summer to get back home to gas.
I bet. Scarring that could be. But at least you lost the weight since then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's a true wake-up call. But like Jeff said, Kevin Smith's embracing it. He's like, I'm a big guy.
He's either doing that thing where he's so embarrassed by it that he's going to make more noise about the whole thing to try to cover up the uncomfortableness.
It's like getting more defiant about it.
Yes, which is odd because I don't think there's a lot of people on his side. And I think the more he talks, the fewer people.
I think that's why he keeps saying, this is the last time I'm talking. And then he keeps talking.
Yeah.
He can't stop himself.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.